T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A Reno County man has died as a result of a farming accident in the area of Maple Grove and Sterling Roads near Panalosa. The Reno County Sheriff's Office reports officers arrived on the scene Monday to find a man lying on the ground and another person performing CPR on him. The deputy who responded to the scene took over the CPR, but after about 30 minutes, an emergency medical service supervisor on the scene declared the victim deceased. Sheriff's officials identified the man as 34-year-old Daniel Bruce Smith of Panalosa. They report he had been working with another person using a skid steer loader to set posts in the ground.
The trial of 3 men accused of plotting to bomb an apartment complex housing Somali refugees in western Kansas is drawing to a close after weeks of testimony.
All sides have rested in the federal case against Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen on charges of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and conspiracy against civil rights. Wright also faces a charge of lying to the FBI. The judge dismissed 2 weapons-related charges against Stein. Closing arguments are scheduled for later today. The jury trial began March 20th. The 3 men were indicted in October 2016 on charges they planned to set off bombs the day after the presidential election. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman was arrested and a gun and ammo recovered after a police chase in northwest Wichita early Monday. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it started when a larceny to a vehicle was reported in the 7600 block of West Suncrest. Suspects were driving away and would not stop for police, leading to a short chase. The suspect's car hit a curb, and the driver and passenger jumped out. The driver got away, but the passenger, a 39-year-old woman, was arrested.
Officers also located a second vehicle that had been broken into in a residence in the 1400 block of Northwest Parkway. Missing from the vehicle was a backpack with ammunition and a Bushmaster AR-15. The ammunition and AR-15 were both recovered.
The woman was booked into jail. Police are still looking for the driver.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney will not file criminal charges against the Wichita police officer who shot and killed Andy Finch in a swatting incident in December. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the case is not entirely closed yet for the officer involved.
We will do our own internal investigation to see if he violated any of our own policies or didn't follow the training that was laid out.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A grass fire east of Hutchinson damaged one home, threatened 3 others Monday afternoon. The Hutchinson Fire Department says crews responded to a grass fire in the 800 block of Barnes Lake Road around 2 p.m., When firefighters arrived on the scene, they found an out-of-control grass fire that had extended to one home and threatened 3 others, as well as multiple sheds. Fire Chief Steve Beer said the fire spread to a row of cedar trees, which then jumped a driveway and spread into an adjacent wooded area. Beer said the fire started after a homeowner was burning a small ditch that quickly got out of control. No one was injured.
A Kansas City Royals pitcher is being hailed as a hero for coming to the rescue of the team's bus driver.
The Royals team buses were traveling from the airport to their hotel in Toronto when a huge chunk of ice flew off the leading bus and shattered the windshield of the second bus. After shards of glass hit the driver and cut his face, Kansas City reliever Blaine Boyer grabbed the wheel to help get the bus under control, Boyer telling The Athletic that the driver is doing well, and he actually deserves all the credit for managing to still slow the bus down despite his injuries. The Royals game against the Blue Jays Monday was postponed because of weather-related damage to the Rogers Center roof, the result of a weekend-long ice storm in Toronto. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Should you pay sales tax on things you buy online? Several states are urging the Supreme Court to answer yes.
More than 40 states want the Supreme Court to overturn a long-standing precedent that businesses don't pay sales tax in states they don't have a brick-and-mortar presence. What it means is many online retailers like home goods company Wayfair can avoid charging the tax. Larger companies like Macy's, Target, and Walmart, with stores in most states, do collect sales tax online. A couple of years ago, South Dakota passed a law requiring online sellers to collect sales tax in its state, a law the state can't enforce without a win at the Supreme Court. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy and cool start to the day, we will be sunny and windy later on this afternoon. Our high 79, clear and breezy tonight, our low 47. Then a cold front after midnight will move from north to south. Not as warm tomorrow with Wednesday's high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 45 degrees. We have an east wind at 10 miles per hour. Well, Ted, we had a pretty doggone nice afternoon yesterday. Temperature got up to about 64.
Oh, it was super.
It was very nice
yesterday.
Beautiful. And then we have today, it's going to be up to, as I said, close to 80 degrees. Wow. And right now, 45 degrees, partly cloudy sky. Got an east wind at 10 miles per hour.
It was beautiful yesterday, and there was no wind.
Today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. This is, of course, income tax filing deadline at midnight tonight. I have, of course, at least two accountants in my family, my close family. Both of them have been very, very busy, as you might imagine.
Oh, yeah.
This is a busy season for the tax people.
Get crazy this time of year.
On this date in 1990, severe thunderstorms produced 100-mile-per-hour winds in Oklahoma City. Many income tax returns blew away at Oklahoma City's main post office as they awaited loading into a transport truck. They had them all on the dock there, apparently, and here came a 100-mile-an-hour gust of wind. Wow. Blew all the tax returns away.
And then how does the Fed handle that? I wonder.
Are they going to buy the excuse?
Notify all those people that,
yeah,
I never got your tax return.
And they probably say, well, wow. Yeah, I don't know how they did it.
Got blown away.
You got figured out, I suppose.
Ooh.
7:37 now, Stephen. On this date in 1961, some 1,500 CIA-trained Cuban exiles launched a disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba in an attempt to topple Fidel Castro, whose forces crushed the incursion by the third day. Excuse me. The Bay of Pigs. Kind of reminiscent of the CIA thought, you know, we get in there, we establish a beachhead, and all of the people of Cuba
will rise up.
Well, that's kind of what John Brown thought that would happen at Harper's Ferry.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the Civil War, when he thought a slave rebellion would rise up after they took the armory.
It did not happen.
People don't rise up that easy. I mean, apparently. And, of course, John Kennedy was president, what, 3 months, 2 months by then? And he inherited this whole plan from President Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
Went ahead with it. And he did not enjoy being what the CIA did to him. And basically, he said, CIA's on my poop list from now on. Anyway, Bay of Pigs on this date. A Florida man said the letter O from a Hooters sign blew off the wall and landed on his foot, leaving him with injuries.
Ow.
But surveillance video says otherwise.
Okay.
WFLA reports John Bradley Kane of St. Petersburg was arrested for insurance fraud last Friday. Excuse me. Deputies said he lied to investigators about an incident outside a Hooters restaurant in Pinellas County. In a November insurance claim against Hooters, Kane said he was struck on the foot by an O from a sign that blew down during Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, and he probably thought, I've got an open and shut case here.
Yeah, really.
Come on now.
But a manager showed detectives a surveillance video of the sign falling onto the sidewalk and hitting no one.
Aha!
Excuse me. The manager said Kane and friends asked unsuccessfully for food and drinks in exchange for the O. The guy was trying to scam him.
Oh, apparently, yes. Wow. He had an angle. It didn't work.
All right. 7:39 now.
Watch out when you're standing under the double O
watch
there
out
at Hooters.
For the double O there.
Falling O's.
By the way, we've got, of course, the James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt concert May 24th at Interest Bank Arena here in Wichita.
Yeah, coming up about, what, 4 or 5 weeks
away?
Yeah,
pretty close. And we've got tickets we're giving away every morning with Steve and Ted. I have a pair of tickets right now.
Hey, now.
For one of you lucky listeners, if you'd like to see James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt May 24th, give me a call at 869-1330. 869-1330. You could be going to that concert.
All right.
Courtesy of Steve and Ted.
Yeah.
7:40. That's, excuse me. 7:40 now. Bill Roy coming up. The Lincoln brand is making a move in Wichita. That story and more news. Steve and Ted on KNSS. They may put an end to you.
I walked out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.